So this morning, hallelujah, I want to talk about love. Everybody say love. Love makes people happy. Love makes people mean. No, love doesn't make people mean. Love can make you do the things you know you ought to do. How many know that song? Amen? That comes from someplace. We're not sure where. But did you know that God Almighty is a God of love? And because He is a God of love, He's created each one of us to be lovers. Amen? And we can love people beyond measure. Amen? And if you want to be a success in life, guess what? You and I are going to have to walk in love. Now, I'm not talking about this lovey-dovey feeling thing that a husband and a wife has at times. But I'm talking about the God kind of love. There is a supernatural, spectacular love that God has placed in each one of us. And we have to operate in that God kind of love. If we're going to get the very best that God wants, guess what? We have to humble ourselves and walk in love. The God kind of love. Over in Matthew chapter 24, it says, Jesus was talking about the end times, which we are in. It said, and then many shall be offended and betray one another and hate one another. This is the Master. This is Jesus talking. The lovely, precious Lord and Savior. Amen. Father, we want to thank you that Jesus is a beautiful example that everything that Jesus is and was and walked this earth, He represented you. And we just want to say thank you, Father, for such a good plan of salvation. And that Jesus, you walked in love. You gave up your life for us. And now we give up our lives for one another for the glory of God. In Jesus' name, thank you for opening up our hearts and ears to hear about the God kind of love. Because we desire it so we can be blessed and that we can fulfill all that you desire. And you desire us to walk in love in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. So it says, and hate one another, and many false prophets shall rise and deceive many. And because of iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. So if you ever find yourself with the love of God waxing cold, you know, today's society, I tell you, it's so easy to walk around and you can become bitter, you can become upset, you can be upset with leaders, with all kinds of different people. Did you know what? God Almighty doesn't want us. That scripture was found in Matthew chapter 24, just in case you wanted to see where that scripture was. But the love of many is going to wax cold. So if you ever find yourself, if I ever find myself being upset, being mad, being not walking in love, you know, there's always going to be something that's going to upset you. You'll never get to a place where you're going to be riding on a cloud and absolutely nothing is going to bother you at all. Unless you're dead, amen? You are going to always have to face an opposition of not walking in love. Always. And guess what? God Almighty watches us. He watches our actions. He watches our deeds. He knows how you serve. He knows whether you're upset about something. He knows this. He knows everything about you. But how many of you know that He wants you to walk in love? You know, John 3:16, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. God is a God of love. And when you and I got born again, the love of God went right inside of us. Amen? Galatians talks about the fruit. The first fruit of the Spirit is love. And when you and I were born again, I was born again in 87, and I don't like to say proud, but I'm proud about it. Because I don't know the difference. I need more education about pride. Because pride goes before destruction. So every time I use the word proud, it makes me feel, oh no, I don't want to destroy myself. I'm proud. Amen. I'm proud. I don't know. I don't want to destroy myself. Pride goes before destruction. But I am proud. You know, I guess you can be proud. I need more education, Pastor. Eh? Send me to school about the word pride. I want to know all about it. Am I proud? Like, I want to be proud of my kids, but I don't want to fail. Because pride goes before destruction and haughty spirit before the proud. But I guess there is an honorable proudness. There's an honorable proudness. So we look for the honorable proudness through it all, through every little thing, and we see we're proud. And so I'm proud that I got born again in 87. Amen? Woohoo! And right from that moment, immediately I knew on the inside of us, I loved you. I absolutely loved you. I don't know you, but I love you. And that is the love of God. A murderer who hates and would kill and destroy a person's life, with the love of God in a person, would want to help them and would actually forgive them. They deserve judgment. They deserve punishment. They deserve it. But yet the love of God says, no, all debt is forgiven. That is the love of God. And if we say that we love God and we hate, H-A-T-E, our brother, we are liars, and the love of God is not in us, and you might not even have eternal life. You know, that's powerful, because Jesus says, how much did I forgive you? I forgive you millions of dollars. Okay, and you're $10 from that guy because he owes you 10 bucks. You're mad at him, and you were forgiven millions. Amen? Praise God, it's juicy up here. Anyways, the moral of the story is you got to walk in love, amen? Because God has forgiven you. And since God has forgiven you, we in turn forgive. For God so loved the world, he loved us, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him and should not perish, but have everlasting life. 1 John 4:8, it says, God is love. God is love. Amen? There is no discrepancy when it comes to God and you. Many times people would say, you know, before I got born again, I didn't want to get saved because I thought God didn't know. I thought he don't know what kind of woman I need. He don't know the things I like. Yeah, he knows everything about you. Amen? And he wants the very best. And God is love. So never get to a place where you think you got a chip on your shoulder. God's upset with you. He's not making the doors work. He's not giving you that job. Or he's not doing this. He's not doing. No, he's doing everything. He's going above and beyond. He's bending over backwards to get his love over to you, to get the message of your life and what he wants for you in this life. Amen? So God is for everybody, and he loves everybody, and there's no respecter of persons with him. And I got to a place where actually he loves me just as much as he loves Brother Hagin, who actually talked to Jesus about 7 times for an hour and a half each time. Now, have you ever talked to somebody for an hour and a half? That's a lot of talking. And if the master of the universe, Jesus, talked to Brother Hagin for an hour and a half, 6 or 7 times, and he penned down and wrote things that the man had said. It sounds impossible. But anyways, God loves you just as much. He's no respecter of persons. Yeah, he's got certain things that he wants people to do. Well, praise God, go ahead and do them. Amen? Whatever he's called you to do, go ahead and do it. And have a smile about it. Amen? Because each person, hallelujah, God's got something each person to do. Amen? Every single person has something that God wants them to do. Amen? My old mother, bless her heart, I said old, oh no. But anyways, she said, my job was to raise these kids. There, it's done. She used to go and she used to weep for a long time because they would go to these big parties. My dad, he liked going to weddings. Everybody, if you grew up in a smaller community, people have weddings, they have parties, they dance, they have all kinds of things. But because she made a commitment, she still danced though with him. My dad says, I want you to dance, I don't want you to give up everything. So she danced, so she was a pretty good two-stepper, Holy Ghost two-stepper. But she didn't go and booze with them and do all those kinds of things. And that was a hard thing, that was like taking up her cross at that time. And every one of us has to do that. There's going to be something in our life that is going to be taking up a cross to fulfill the plan and the purpose and the will of God. And so God is love. And so know that he's love. We're created in love. We're part of the love family. And so we're going to have to walk in love. If I don't want the blessings of God, then I'm going to not walk in love. You know, there was a big television. I don't know if it was on television. I only have the Wi-Fi and certain networks. Can you give me $185 so I can have monthly television? I'm just kidding. But anyways, online there was a thing with a couple of people that got a divorce. And so it was on the news and it was broadcasts. And the husband and wife were separating, and they were from Hollywood and they were movie actors. And so it was a big time thing. Hey, but the man, he couldn't look at the woman. The woman said, "Why doesn't he look at me?" He doesn't want to look. That is a harshness on the inside that you couldn't look at a person. Did you know Jesus can look you square in the face because he loves you? So you should never come to a place where you cannot look. Even if you despise and hate, which you're not supposed to despise, you're not supposed to hate, God still wants you to go ahead and love. Amen? Brother Hagin, I guess because he didn't have a dad, he was kicked from pillar to post. He was spit on. He says his brother was spit on. They kicked him out of the house as a young kid. He says that there would be a cardboard box that he would sit beside the house, not Brother Hagin, but his brother Dub, just to be by somebody. Imagine a kid like Joe having to sleep in a cardboard box because nobody loves him. Nobody cares. And he said those people were so mean. Relatives are so mean. They spit on him. They didn't want to have anything to do with him. So, but the love of God, he saw those people walking down the street that day in that small town. And they were walking down, and he says, immediately he goes to the other side of the road, because that's the way he always does. Because if you do me bad, you do me wrong, I'm going to ignore your face. I'm not going to have anything to do with you. And he says, all of a sudden, he was born again, and he said, the love of God welled up inside of him. And he walked up to that individual, that lady, and he said, I just want you to know I love you. And if it would help, I would go down on my knees and I would kiss your feet. And the woman broke down and cried. She said, pray for me, pray for me, pray for me. Isn't that better than walking on the other side of the street and saying, that's it, they're getting the cold shoulder. That's not the love of God. The love of God would go right to them. Amen? Doesn't mean you got to go do everything together. But I'm just saying the love of God is amazing. What God would love. And that's the kind of love we're working with because we're born of love. God is love and we're born of love. We're born of the Holy Ghost and the love of God is in us. Amen? Now the four types of love. There's storge. It's a family love. You're going to love some family members. There's phila. That's the friendship love. You're going to love a friend. You're going to want to spend some time fishing, eh? Oh yeah, they sit there in a boat. I went fishing in Tulsa once with my neighbor, and it was so boring. I started praying in tongues, quietly. And he was looking around. He says, is there a train around here? He thought there was a train. So there's Philly, the friendship love. There's Eros. That's the marriage love. Amen? You got to have a contract for that kind of love. And then there's agape. That's the God kind of love that you and I have. Amen? Everybody who has accepted the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has the agape kind of love on the inside of them. And you have that kind of love, you can do all things. Amen? You can love the unlovable. You can be a blessing. When maybe you don't even have finances, but you just go ahead and bless. Wow, that is the God kind of love. Bending over backwards just to be a blessing. That's the God kind of love. Amen? Hallelujah. And I just recently heard of one individual, a grandson, was so thankful for her grandma. He says, I believe in my grandma. I know my grandma. I love my grandma. My grandma, that's the answer. My grandma can help me. Amen. And that's a grandma from this church. Hallelujah. That's the love of God. That's the precious love of God. that would just do anything to help an individual that is hurting, that is crying, that is in pain and suffering. Hallelujah. So that's the agape kind of love. So there's two things. Number one, it's a commandment, and then your faith will work when you walk in love. Amen? The first one is the commandment. Mark 20, 12 and 29 to 34. Mark 12, 29 to 34. Jesus answered and said, "The first of all the commandments is this. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one." I'm talking Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. "And thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength." This is the first commandment. He had a little bit there, Jesus. But in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, it says, "I pray God your whole spirit, soul, and body." You are a spirit, you possess a soul, and you live in a body. And every one of those areas is going to love God. Hallelujah. Your body's going to, I force my body to love God. I tell it, raise your hand. It raises its hand, amen? You think it just automatically wants to lift its hand? No. Raise your hand. Raise both hands. Now start praising the Lord. Praise you, Father. I praise you, Jesus. I praise you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for living in me, amen? And that mind of yours, you have to put on the mind of Christ. Otherwise, that mind is a trap of the world that people use because they think they feel this or they think that. But guess what? If your thinking is not in line with the Bible, your thinking is wrong. Amen? Your mind has to be in line with the Word of God. Thinking on things that are true, lovely, of a good report. Yes, that's bad, but I'm not going to think upon it. Yes, it was painful, but I can't think about it because I'm going to get bitter. I'm going to get upset. And I'm going to say or do things that are not biblical, not right. So your mind is that gateway that you have to control that mind and think in line with the Word of God. Think the way Jesus would want us to think. And I know for young people, I tell you, you got so much technology and so many things. I'm just amazed. I didn't have much when I was growing up. There's a few things that they have. But not like today. Today you got so much knowledge and so much understanding. But everything in your thinking, think in line with God's word. Think in line the way he wants you to think. And then you're going to have the mind of Christ. The spirit-filled man or woman can overcome everything and walk in this life. Hallelujah. Powerhouse. But you're going to be led by the Spirit of God. We can't love people on our own. But yet the love of God wells up inside of us. Everybody can love. But you're loving empowered by the Spirit of God. Because God is love. Amen. He's using you to be a lover. Amen. Just to be a blesser. Just to go on beyond and be a blessing to somebody. Now, maybe we don't feel like it always. But guess what? The Spirit of God is inside of us. And that Spirit of God. That's why it says walk in the Spirit. And you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. All the lusts of the flesh, all the pride of life. The lust of the flesh, the pride of life, is things that tear people down. Look what I've become. Look at this. I've got all this on my own. No, not on your own. God Almighty help you. If you're a Christian, he's the one that's helped you through this life. And so that Spirit of God empowering your spirit, and you're able to control this body of yours and think in line with the Word of God. Thank you, Jesus. So this is the first commandment. It's to love our Almighty God with every fiber of our being. There's no other commandment greater than this. The scribe said unto him, "Well, master," now this is a scribe. Jesus usually was tough on scribes and Pharisees. He spoke harshly to them. In fact, I wouldn't speak as harshly to them as he spoke to them, but somehow God, that's why the Bible says, "Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I repay." Let him do all the vengeance that he wants. He knows every little thing. We are so wrong so many of the times. We think that we know how to judge somebody and be a judger. But guess what? God knows all things. Our part is to walk in love. His part is the judge. He is the almighty judge. But anyways, this scribe was one individual, which I'm sure God loves the scribes and Pharisees. He would want them to come to the knowledge of God, but a lot of them just thought, no, we got the commandments, we're going to obey them, which they didn't do, and they didn't believe that Jesus was the Son of God, the Messiah, and so they missed it there. They missed it. The scribe said unto him, well, Master, thou hast said the truth, and there is one God, and there's none other, and to love him with all your heart and your understanding and your soul and your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is more than whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. When Jesus saw that the man answered discreetly, he said, you are not far from the kingdom of heaven. You are not far from the kingdom of heaven, he said to that scribe. And so Jesus said that we are to love the Lord our God. Romans chapter 13 and verse 10, it says, love works no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Now, again, it's God's love in you. You and I can't walk in love except because of God Almighty. The love he's placed in our heart. The Bible says the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. And so we have that God kind of love on the inside of us. So you will keep all the law and the commandments. When you walk in love and you walk in the Spirit, you'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So the number one commandment is, it's the commandment of love. Number two, your faith will work when you walk in love. Your faith will work when you walk in love. Galatians 5 and verse 6, it says, for in Jesus Christ neither circumcision avails anything or uncircumcision, but faith which works by love. So when Jesus said circumcision, that's the Jewish people. They had a covenant. The Jewish people had to circumcise themselves. They're saying, we're in a covenant with God. And they did that. But guess what? When Jesus died and was buried and rose again from the dead the third day, the old commandment is summed up in one thing, love. Amen? And so you and I get to fulfill all the commandments when we walk in the God kind of love. The love of God takes care of all the Ten Commandments. Amen? You know, in the Old Testament, and I'll just share this little bit with David. You know, people brag about David, and apparently he's got a great position in heaven. The people that have went to heaven and saw him, he's there, he's got a crown, and he's Jesus' right-hand man. And so David's got a great position there in heaven. And but did you know he was a man after God's own heart? But many times people say, oh, that's you know what he did? He did this, he did that. Yeah, he did do that. But he didn't think for a second about what he was doing. Amen? He had to renew his mind. He had the anointing. The prophet, priest, and king all had the anointing. King David had everything given unto him. Absolutely everything given unto him. But yet, when he was on the roof of his palace and he looked over and he saw a beautiful woman and he said, hey, who's that girl over there? Bring her to me. And the Bible says he committed adultery. Well, he just broke the first commandment. One of the commandments is don't commit adultery. Next thing you know, he had the husband murdered. Well, the Bible says thou shalt not murder. So there's another commandment that David broke. And so David didn't even think of anything. He just thought everything is good until the prophet came to him and told him a little story about a little sheep that this one guy had. The one guy had one little sheep, and this other guy had all kinds of sheep, but he said, no, I want that guy's sheep, and he went and took that sheep. And David said, whoever did that should die. And he said, you're the one who did it. You're the one who did it. And he didn't dawn on him. The Bible says that Satan has blinded the minds of them that don't believe. And so you and I have to make sure that our blinders aren't on. We have to walk in the love of God. Amen? That is a commandment from Almighty God. We can walk in the love of God. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, and we can walk in the God kind of love. So if we're going to have our faith to work, it says neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything. It's not the Jewish people. Guess what? The Jewish people can be brought in, but they have to have faith in Jesus Christ. And they're right in there. They're the original tree. They'll be grafted right in. But you and I, we are in there. We're the Gentiles that have accepted Christ by faith. And everything is by faith that we do. Everything is by faith that we do. We love God by faith. We serve by faith. We love each other by faith. We serve in the church by faith. Everything has to be by faith. Abraham was the greatest faith man, and he's the forefather of us. And all he did was he believed God, and it was accounted unto him as righteousness. When he had a promise of God, he took God's word and believed it. And each one of us got to do the same. Everything is by faith, faith, faith. And so, for neither circumcision avails anything or uncircumcision, but faith which works by love. So it's the love of God that our faith is going to be working with, and we're going to receive that blessing. So Romans chapter 5:5, the NLT, sounds good. So let's put that up. Romans 5:5, the NLT, and also the King James Version is good too. And it says, "And this hope will not disappoint, for we know how dearly God loves us, because as he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love." So as this hope will not disappoint, for we know how dearly God loves us because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts. So the Holy Spirit is filling our hearts with the love of God, and we can love and our faith can work because faith works by love. Hallelujah. Praise God Almighty. And the King James Version is, "The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit." Let's all stand, amen. I'm going to read the King James Version of the love chapter because it's so good. It says, "Though I speak with tongues and of men and of angels and have not love, I'm a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. Though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith that I could remove a mountain and have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor and give my body to be burnt and have not love, it profits me nothing." This is what love is. Love suffers long. Love is kind. Love envies not. Love vaunts not itself. It's not puffed up. It does not behave itself unseemly. It doesn't seek its own, is not easily provoked, and it thinks no evil. Rejoices not in iniquity and sin, but it rejoices in the truth. It believes all things, it bears up all things, it hopes all things, it endures all things. Love never fails. Whether there be prophecies, they'll come to an end. Whether there be tongues, they'll cease. Whether there is knowledge, it'll vanish away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. But then when that which is perfect it come, then that which is in part will be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, then face to face. We know in part, but then I shall know even as I am known. Now abide faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love. And so the greatest thing is love. We need faith. We need hope. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. But love is the greatest. So let's thank God, amen, that he's given us that love on the inside of us. And we're all going to have opportunities to walk in love. There's going to be days when you don't want to walk in love. You want to treat somebody bad. You want to give them a piece of your mind. But God Almighty says, no, you go ahead and walk in love. Father, we just want to thank you in the name of Jesus for the God kind of love that you've given us inside of us. Oh, we want to praise you and worship you and thank you, Lord God, that it's no longer I that live, but Christ lives in us. And the life that we now live in the flesh, we live by faith of the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us. We want to thank you, Lord God, that each one here, hallelujah, has that opportunity to love you with all their heart, with all their soul, and with all their strength, and also love their neighbor as their self. We want to say thank you, Lord God, for that love of God inside of us. Faith works by love. Let's all say that. Say, faith works by love. Let's say it again. Faith works by love. Once more, faith works by love. So, Father, we want to thank you that our faith works because we walk in love. Oh, we praise you. Hallelujah. You're the one that told us that we can walk in love. You're the one that told us that we're born of love. You're the one that told us that. Hallelujah, and we want to thank you for it. Sobo kubarangishting, neko toguru namastandere ki takata. Ives sumbu kuburumo stumbare mesima damaranke sinama. Ives sandara namastandere biki singara namasa. Ives sambu kushtuku, hudamata, hudamata hasana makita. Ives sokuburunga standa, diki sikara namatina namahasa. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for empowering us to walk in love, that we're led by you, by the Spirit of God. Oh, Father, we praise you and we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, forgive us anytime we didn't walk in love, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We'll make that right. Yeah, we can do that. That's easy. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Sure. Sambo kubaranga senva ramasita ramasiki. Ivi sambo kushtuku unamakasika ramasa. Igeranahatiki toku sukumata taramasa. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, praise you, praise you, praise you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Is there anything else? Hallelujah. Praise God.
Well, praise God. What a wonderful message. Amen. I love that message. In fact, it's so good, I might ask you to come back again. take your snot rag with you. Praise God. I really enjoyed that. That was good. Touched my heart. You got a soft heart. I mean, God moves in different ways. Didn't that touch you? If it didn't touch you, man, you're not even alive. Amen. Even the hardest criminal of the year will be soft after that message, right? Everybody's going to be walking out with love this morning. This is the God kind of love. I mean, we love people, you know, put up with different things. You know, if we learn to love people,